Hello, everybody, and welcome back to the Forge D20 podcast. I'm your game master for this campaign we've been playing, Tales of Lothrienth, Zach. And last time, the group of Dalcom, Moros, and Lloyd were escorted to Skywatch Station Charlie by Unit 2184.
That's not right.
Whatever. We went through like five different unit numbers. Anywho, they were escorted down to the station for questioning. They were questioned by this automaton unit and his captain. After a bit of questioning between Illyair, the captain, and Unit 2184, which is what I'm going with right now, suddenly an explosion went off. A bomb. And members of the web began to invade this Skywatch station. And as the fight went on throughout the halls of this Skywatch station, two members of the Skywatch went into a room just above to where the group was being questioned. When the group took care of everyone else, they went up to this room and encountered the two who entered the room. And they were at some sort of glass slate. And you could see through it. They were looking at some information and kind of like scrolling down. You could see all these like digits and numbers. They were reversed. And after slaying them, ultimately, Dalcom and Moros took a look at the computer. And they saw a profile of an Eflarn citizen. A noble, in fact, who goes by the name Devlin Miller. And that is where we left off, and this is where we will continue. From the other side of the door, Lloyd, you can hear heavy breathing. It sounds like at least one person that's not in your group is still alive through all of this. Or slumped over.
Help.
Fuck. What do you do?
Do you hear that, boys?
I think someone's asking for help.
Help, help. I'm gonna...
Sir Lloyd is gonna go check this out.
I'm gonna go with him, and I'm going to...
I've cure wounds, and I don't have...
Oh, yes, I do. Okay, I have a thing to cure wounds. I'm gonna cure wounds. When I...
All right. So, as you all turn the corner, you can see Illyair. His uniform is shredded up. He's covered in blood. Blood is just dripping off of his chin, and he looks up at you all with this very pale skin and tired look in his eye.
Oh. 10 on the cure wounds.
Oh. Thank you. Thank you, Dalcom. Oh, I greatly appreciate your help.
No problem.
He looks around to see all the massacre that's around him.
You all should be rewarded for your efforts here. Please feel free to go into the armory and take one thing that you'd like on my behalf. I'll pay for it. Don't worry about it. Unit 2184, take them to the armory.
I don't know who that is.
Your captain.
No, he doesn't know who 2184 is.
I'm 2814.
Oh, Jesus. Sorry, 2814.
Yes, dyslexia.
Yeah, me too. All right, I'll escort you guys to the armory.
All right. You all enter the armory and you see a vast array of magical items. We're going to go around the table, and you guys can explain what you get and what it looks like. Who wants to go first?
I will. So, Dalcom has chosen a... looks like a little cage that kind of latches over the top of his hammer. And basically what it is, it's a device that will create a little... field of force, like a wave of force, whenever he hits something, So it's 2d4 extra damage I will be getting.
Hell yeah. Who's next?
But it's only got a few charges, so.
Anybody? I'm going to pick a volunteer.
Moros.
Yeah.
Moros will go. So Moros walks up to a small little, it looks like almost a jewelry box. He looks at it and he tilts his head and he reaches over and kind of lifts this jewelry box and he sees inside a silver ring with gold sort of edge work lining on it with a couple of teal colored stones towards the center in the shape of a shield. Takes it, looks at it, and places it on his finger. He grabs the ring of protection, so he has a +1 to AC and saving throws.
Nice. Nice. Alright. Unit 2814 or Lloyd, what did you guys pick up?
Lloyd picked up a blade. It has a blue, kind of bluish blade. And it seems to be glowing with a kind of energy.
Hell yeah. Alright, last but not least, Unit 2814, what'd you end up picking out?
I got a gun.
Hell yeah, brother!
I got a gun.
I got a get.
Alright.
I could better enforce the law by blowing your fucking brains out.
Alright. Well, after you guys have salvaged as much of this Skywatch station and the lives remaining in it as you can, there's not many survivors, maybe a handful. You guys are at a loss of what you're going to do. And as you all are...
Sorry.
Yeah, go ahead.
I wanted to check their bodies.
Oh, the web members' bodies?
Yes, specifically the higher ranking ones, when it looks like they're in charge. Specifically the tiefling I hunted down and murdered in the alleyway. Or not alleyway, but in the city street. Okay. The one that summoned the elemental. Fuck that. Were they a guy or a girl? Or are they?
It was a... You can't tell. They're ambiguous in their gender. You're not sure.
Okay. It. I'm going to check them.
Them?
I'm going to check them and see what they had on them. So what would I roll here?
Roll me an investigation check, please.
Can I have advantage?
I will assist you in this.
Yes, you can. Oh,
thank you, my good man. Not that. Shift, thank you.
Coming up to help you move it inside.
Let's see. A
15.
A 15. 15. Okay. On this one in particular, you find 172 gold pieces. 1 second.
That's a lot of gold.
You also find a book of some kind. It seems to be a grimoire. You can tell it's filled with a bunch of spells.
Is Moros able to tell that? He can't read.
Well, he can't. So he doesn't know. It's a book. You found a book.
Hmm. He looks at the gold and he looks at the book. And this is many gold. I don't know how much. Take this. And he hands the gold to whoever's standing nearest to him. So it looks like it's Dalcom. So he hands the gold to Dalcom.
Because I came out to help him move the body inside.
And then Moros is going to look at the book and put it in his backpack for now. And then I guess join the others.
Dalcom is counting the gold.
Is there any other high-ranking official-looking mother effer of the dead bodies?
No, but you hear the doors behind you open, and you see a familiar face who opens the door.
Oh, you found a grimoire, Moros.
It's Bibble.
Oh. Bibble, I like.
Malcolm got scared
to Bibble.
Malcolm got scared when the door opened, so he swung his hammer and crushed the.
How's your back from the the crushing?
Oh, my back is fine. It's great. It's Dandy, my master. He
He healed me. He made me feel better.
Oh, well, that is good to know. Are you a slave?
No.
Awesome. Cool. My work is ignored. Great.
I am no slave.
I didn't heal you first or anything. Definitely didn't.
And, can I do double. A perception check since I'm, like, in another room real quick to see if I hear them talking?
Absolutely. Roll me a perception check.
Okay.
What does this grimoire say, Bibble?
I do not know, but my master would. My master.
Who is your master?
16. Do
my
I hear
my master. I cannot speak of this in public. You must come with me.
Does he hear? Does Val hear me talking to Bibble?
A 16? Where are you at? You're a little far. The doors are open. I'll give you this. Yeah, you definitely hear what they're talking about.
Okay, I rush into the room and detain Bibble because he's affiliated with known criminals.
Actually, he's not.
He is. He talked to these people, and he's been detained before by the police.
So he's been detained before by the police, correct, but he's not affiliated with the web, at least to your knowledge.
He's affiliated with the guys I'm around.
Oh, I see your logic now. Okay, so what are you going to do? Are you going to try to tie him
up? I'm going to go up to Bibble and tell him, hey, dude, you're detained.
Why are you detaining Bibble?
Yeah, why are you detaining Bibble?
In accordance to
the
law.
Why are we detaining Bibble?
What did Bibble do to you?
Bibble must accompany us. He is now under my custodianship. Due
Bibble
to his affiliation with
being.
Your party.
I think
and
Bibble
also he
has
been detained
custodian.
Before.
Affiliation with our party. I accidentally crushed him with a bomb.
But
did
a
he
bomb,
not
bomb,
retrieve
bomb,
items for you?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
We hired him.
Mm-hmm.
He was like a courier. Would you arrest every mailman?
Which you hired him, which then he went to a store and procured items for you and then returned them. Before you had been questioned by me. Which...
They did it under my guise and watch.
Moros turns and look. Oh, sorry.
I'm a criminal.
The law is not an argument. Bibble is going to accompany us.
Well, no, but I know the Bibble. Law. In fact, my master is someone who makes the laws.
He hands you a piece of paper, Unit 2814.
Oh, great.
What does it say? I look at it immediately.
Can you read?
Yes, I can read.
This is a document saying that he is has clearance to, well, let's just say, bend the rules a little slightly. And at the bottom, you see the signage of a noble of this city, someone who's a member of the Council of the Bright Star, Devlin Miller.
Okay, I read it very quickly. And then my eyes flash different colors. I hand the papers back, and I say, please excuse this discretion. You are free to go, Bibble.
He nods.
Thank you. Please keep this a secret. My master would be displeased to know that word got out about whom I serve.
He looks around, making sure there's nobody listening around. And there isn't.
Lloyd. Calling. I'm just running over him, calling his name the entire time.
Bibble, you have to get me the hell out of here.
We're leaving.
What happened here?
Leaving. Lloyd. Are you okay, Lloyd?
We've slaughtered many. Let us go.
What did you say, Moros?
What?
You have to get me the hell out of here. Take me with you. Get me out of here. Away from... I mean, get Lloyd, too, but get me and Lloyd the hell out of here. Tell your master he could... You know, maybe pull a few strings, get us, you know, free of these two.
Tell your master, Sir Lionel, his trusty, honorable, benevolent squire will be joining him.
Yeah, yes.
For dinner.
Help us, Bibble. Please.
I'm standing right there, right?
You are. Yeah, you are.
Okay. I don't give a damn. I don't give a damn.
No.
Well, you know,
we must continue on our path.
We were going with Bibble anyways to learn about the Grimoire.
Yes, but do you two have to come? I mean,
we must investigate the bombings. The law demands it.
I'm just here to make sure
I hate the law.
Get arrested.
I am the law.
I hate the law.
Oh, that yes. I hate you. Heal Moros. I'm going to heal Moros. Since he is looking pretty hurt.
Yeah, I'm also going to lay on hands myself as well with 15 additional, so I get 27.
Nice. I lay on hands myself every night.
Wow.
Do you get post bolt clarity?
Not anymore. I've bolted too much.
Well, I guess what are we gonna So do we just Good. Morals kind of waves his arm to the slaughter behind him? Are we just gonna leave this place like this?
Don't worry, other Skywatch stations will come. Help in the cleanup efforts. They will be here shortly, so it's probably best if you and Bibble get out of here.
Yes, yes.
Bibble, can you meet us in the morning at our hotel? I need to sleep.
We just go now.
Because I need to sleep.
Is that...
It's very important I sleep.
Do you have documents for that, or?
Well, and I pull out my my holy symbol, which is on my shield, and I try to produce magic, and it kind of glows, sputters, and then collapses in on itself. Don't have any capabilities to do any magic now. Need to sleep.
I'm sure that Bibble's illustrious master will give us a place to rest should we
but I have a hotel room already and we can just go in morning. Do you just not want to be alone?
Yeah, I would.
You could sleep in
my
room.
The law dictates I must follow up on the current events immediately. However, democracy must prevail.
All right. Democracy. To my room it is.
What the hell is democracy?
We didn't even have a vote yet. How could it be tomorrow?
What the hell is a democracy?
Everybody gets a choice, and whoever chooses the same thing the most wins or something.
How do we decide who chose the most?
Well, we take a vote. So, like, you would pick, and then he would pick, and then he would pick, and then I would pick, and then Bibble would pick. And then we'd go from there.
Bibble does not give a fuck. Make a decision fast.
Why, Bibble, why is your voice so different?
Why are you so angry, Bibble?
He puts his finger over his mouth, indicating be quiet.
Why is your voice so different?
I think it's a secret.
Out of character. Either way, we're gonna get the long rest, right? So
yeah, either way, you get the long rest. It doesn't matter. So
long rest till next day. I figured if we go to Bibble's place, we're probably gonna meet this guy. And
I mean, I guess we could like yada yada over the long rest, just, you know, just say we got it and then go to the thing and then okay.
Yeah, that's rest and then go. That's what I was really saying, yeah.
Well, I just didn't want to do the whole thing of going back to the inn and then going to sleep and then waking up and then meeting Bibble and then going to the place.
You gotta do that. You just gotta say, all right, we go to bed, we go back. All right, it's the next morning.
Yeah, I'm gonna expedite that. I'm not gonna be like taking forever. You don't roleplay. You don't gotta roleplay that shit.
You then wake up for the morning.
And you stroke. Alright, so you guys are gonna go back to the ferry yacht, right?
Yes, please.
Alright, you guys go back to the ferry yacht. You agree to meet with Bibble right outside the ferry yacht in the morning. You guys take your long rest. You wake up the next morning, eat some fucking breakfast. You guys are hyped and ready to go, and Bibble is waiting outside for you.
Yes, come.
Everything I could do.
Bibble takes you guys. It's a long walk all the way across Eflar. And eventually, you guys get to the more upper-class districts of Eflar, passing some very Victorian Gothic-esque buildings. Definitely a lot of points and beautiful curvatures to these buildings. And a beautiful array of, neutral shades of color. And you eventually see this mansion with... If I had to compare it to anything, it's more of like a Roman architecture. Lots of columns out at the front. In the courtyard, there's a fountain, kind of just spewing water out of it.
Ah, yes, this is my master's estate. Please, we must enter through the back way.
And he takes you guys to this part of the wall over here, and he places his hand on it, and it opens the stone portions of the door, and he quickly enters the yard area over here. You guys are obviously gonna follow suit. And he takes you through
We are still on the
Oh shit.
Please, Matt.
And he escorts you guys through a side entrance, which leads into a kitchen of this mansion. This kitchen is full of a beautiful, beautiful, kitchen additions. You got, you could smell something was recently cooked fresh in here.
Ah, yes. My master has just finished eating his breakfast. You might be catching him at a good time right now. He's taking some downtime. Come.
He leads you throughout the mansion, and you can tell that this is probably one of the nicest estates you've ever seen in your life. Hanging in the middle of the main room, you can see this blue crystal chandelier that lights the entire middle room. On the floor is a carpet, and he's kind of just guiding you guys through a bunch of side doors and halls, and eventually you reach a study. Let me reveal this because I forgot to do that. He is over here. He holds the door open for you and kind of turned around, looking out the window, not away from you guys, obviously. Takes a sip from his mug. You could smell the smell of fresh ground coffee coming from this room. And the figure turns to you all.
Ah, you have returned, Bibble Animus. Good. Oh, you've brought your friends that found this grimoire. Come, please, enter.
Hello.
Greetings.
He gets up and he goes over and shakes each of your hand. First, he approaches Moros.
Oh, what is your name, tiefling?
I am Moros Omenborn, and yours?
I am Devlin Miller. Pleasure.
Devlin Miller. Indeed.
Something oddly familiar about you. I don't know.
I feel the same way. He squints at him.
He squints at you back.
He has no fucking idea.
He shrugs his shoulders. Well, you... Oh. He approaches you, Lloyd, and he extends his hand. And who might you be?
I am Sir Lionel the Magnanimous. Uh-huh. And Moros is my trusty squire.
Interesting. You seem to be quite the character, Sir Lionel. He shakes your hand.
I think he has a personality disorder. He was Lloyd, now he's Lionel. I don't know what to call him anymore.
Who is this Sir Lionel Magnanimous?
You speak up.
Watch your tongue.
I'm confused.
That is Sir Lionel the Magnanimous you accuse of such things.
They're very different people. They act very different. It's very
Unit 2814. Arrest this heathen.
I put Dalcom in handcuffs. Immediately.
Oh my.
Hold on. This is aggressive. Devlin puts his hands up.
Am I in manacles or in handcuffs?
Yeah, what technology do we have? Do we have handcuff technology? They're technically different.
They're just two rings that when you activate them, a blue string that's practically unbreakable forms between them when they are cuffed around someone's hands.
Now sit him in a chair. He's in timeout.
I put him in a
He's in timeout.
How high are the ceilings in here?
I say to Dalcom, I do
straight up to the sky.
I say I do disagree with this, but he is a knight and this is the law.
I am 15 feet up in the air. I am flapping into the sky.
How are you flapping into the sky? I put you in handcuffs.
His arms are separate from his wings.
His wings are separate from the hands. It's still he's funny.
He's in handcuffs.
I'm in handcuffs. You didn't cuff my wings.
You need wing cuffs. We should have grabbed that from the armory, damn it.
I pull out my gun and I...
Why are we doing this? I do not
understand. Unit 2814.
Okay, really not supposed to go into timeout. Can we please calm down?
It is fine.
This is very unusual.
I would also like to perception check and or insight check the this seemingly corrupt politician I'm speaking with.
Oh my god. Okay. Yeah, roll an insight check.
Oh my god.
Nat 20.
You have met a lot of criminals in your life, Unit 2814. Plenty to tell where you have that good gut feeling of whether someone's a piece of scum or they're genuinely a good person. For some reason, you can tell that they're mostly a good person, but like all people, they have flaws. You can see it behind their eyes. They have been through some things in their life that maybe make them think a certain way. What way, you're completely unsure, but you can tell for the most part they're a good person.
Sex criminal.
Oh, God.
No, I'm just kidding. Okay.
Sir Devlin.
If I come down, will you take the handcuffs off? Please?
No, you're in timeout. He said.
He's not a real knight. This is an abuse of power.
How dare you? Your sentence should be doubled for such an accusation once more.
My honor.
How dare you? I'm very confused. He was part of the web. He cannot be a knight.
I fall to my knees.
He was not such a thing. Seize him. Seize him at once.
He's already been seized.
Yeah, you could take the handcuffs off.
Friends, though.
Okay, I'll take
we're friends. You just put me in handcuffs. I'm very confused.
I'll take the handcuffs off.
I fly down, but I don't touch the ground. I just let him touch my hands. I do not trust this situation.
Grab him! Grab him now! I'm kidding. What is happening?
What is this? This is very confusing. Please let me go.
It'll be okay.
Hope.
All right, everybody settle down. We need to hear out this.
He needs to... What?
Sorry for the disruption, Sir Miller.
We have something he wants to help us with. Moros reaches into his bag. He wants to help me read this picture book. I don't know words. What does this say? He holds it out and just opens it.
Devlin is just covering his face. You could tell he's a little annoyed by your group. Especially that 20 inside check, Unit 2814. He grabs the grimoire from your hand and opens it. And flips through the pages. Spells. This is definitely a grimoire. Spells. Interesting. This isn't a spell. He reads it for a moment. Closes his book. He bites his lip as he looks up at you guys. He slicks back his black hair for a moment.
Why is he doing the fuckboy shit?
He speaks. And he says, for the most part, you found a grimoire with spells in it. However, there's a note in the back of this journal. An interesting note, as a matter of fact. It seems that this belongs to a member of the web, correct? I'm assuming, just based on what I read. They are taking advantage of the Ember Enclave. If you're not familiar with them, they are a artificer's guild that manufactures people like your trusty Skywatch officer here. Well, they intend to take the newly manufactured models and use them against us.
That sounds bad.
Elaborate.
You're saying that these artificers, they're creating weapons or elementals for them to use against the forces of the city, the guard, whatnot, the Skywatch, whatever 2814 is about it.
They're creating automatons.
Oh, like him.
Yes. There are some new models of me being a member of the Council of the Bright Star. I get to see some of the new schematics, and this is not good news. Some of the new models, there's a bigger one in particular that I'm most concerned about. He sighs for a moment. It would be bad news if it turned against the city. There is a Ember Enclave warehouse and manufacturing facility nearby. If you were to check it out, and we signed a contract with one another, I'd be willing to pay you and your group 10,000 gold to check it out and let me know what any findings that you find.
Well, money is very, fluid to me. Not very tangible. I can only count so high. Sir Lionel can have my portion. Perhaps there is something else you could offer me instead of gold.
Interesting. I've never met anybody who turns down gold before.
Well, the rules of this place are complex to me. I come from somewhere far from here where laws and things such as gold don't really hold value to us. We trade goods, services. That is what is valuable. I respect your culture and your laws and your gold, but it is not useful to me.
Real quick, would I know if Devil Miller is one of the council favorable order of...
I'm sorry, you broke up a little bit there.
Would I know if Devin Miller is one of the nobles who on the council who is favorable to the Order of Altaïus, like the ones that's working with us? Because I know there are a few that want the peace agreements and alliance to go through, and there's others who are wary and kind of are trying to work against it.
Okay, roll me a history check. You can get rolled with advantage because it's related to your order.
Why are you doing that? You can. Sorry about cutting in like that. I can continue on that. What Oros needs.
13 wasn't hard. You know that actually he's one of the sponsors. He is very much open with trading as long as it's controlled. So he doesn't have an issue with the worshippers of Voltaeus being there, considering he has no religious affiliation and he really doesn't care. There's bigger problems at hand.
My portion can go to the Order of Voltaeus. I do not need it.
Okay. Well, to answer your question, Moros, is there anything that you think you need? I do have access to a whole bunch of Arcana tech that I could give you once you complete the mission.
Perhaps you have information that you could give me. I have a question about this place. There are many mountainous areas here, mountains, peaks, valleys, ridgelines, etc. Ample place for wyverns to make home. Would you know of any whispers or rumors or any factual locations of any wyverns? I need one. I need to find one and I need to kill it.
A wyvern?
Yes.
I will say a dragon hasn't flown over or stepped foot on the Isles of Eflar Eden and since the Age of Dragons, really. However, wyvern, they do favor the mountainous regions. I would say if you reach the peak of Eflar, which is only about, maybe 2,000 feet up from the city here, you might find one. Lots of avian creatures, wyverns included, do like to roost up there. I would say it's worth checking out, but no guarantees.
Very well. I will go to the warehouse and investigate it for you now.
Wonderful. Wonderful. I appreciate your assistance. And be on the lookout for some of my other, I guess you could call them spies. They may slide you information, so if someone sticks something in your pocket, don't be concerned unless, well, you know for sure something's being stolen from you. And to make sure you keep this quiet. I can't have anybody know what I'm doing. Because it's the only way that I can take down the web. Do you understand?
That is lofty goals. Very lofty goals.
Good. I'm assuming your silence is cooperation. He takes a sip of his coffee. Well, he sits it on the table. I guess once you, whatever you discover and find out, bring it back to me. Whether it's shipping ledgers, paperwork, anything. You bring it back, it could prove useful to me.
Alright. Okay, then. Can you give us directions? Because I don't know where this is.
I'm glad you asked, because I was going to hand this to you. He pulls out a map of this district in particular, and he circles on this map. On the map, this is the Miller Estate. This is where you're at currently.
Okay.
You want to go north? After three streets, you'll make a right. After you make a right, you will make a left. After five streets. And the third building on your left-hand side is the Ember Enclave Manufacturing Facility and Warehouse. I would be careful. I'm not sure if they're already trying to program these automatons to turn against Eflorans. So be on your toes.
North. North, past three streets. Take a right. Pass five streets. Take a left. And then third building on the left. Okay.
Well, Bibulanimus, if you could see them on their way out.
Yes, sir.
I'm sorry, Bibble. Repeat that?
My name is Bibble Animus.
Bibble? Is Bibble your first name, and then Animus is your last name?
No.
Or Bibble Animus is the full name?
My name is Bibble Animus Nermonicus.
Fuck, that's hard to say.
Bibble, I must apologize to you. I feel like I have underestimated you up to this point.
Bibble,
that's the point.
You're much a capable individual. You've revealed much to us.
Did you get hit by the TV on purpose?
No.
It was a bomb.
First off, bomb.
It was a TV. TV.
The officer who arrested us is saying it's a bomb.
The officer who arrested us never entered the room, never looked at the TV.
Bomb.
One of these days.
It must be in the room. It was
one of these
days.
It could be a bomb.
Dalcom throws his hands up in the air and just walks out. Nope. I'm done. I give up.
I feel like I'm in the courtroom scene. It's
about time, right, guys? And I hold my hand up waiting for a high five.
Moros looks at his high five for a second. And then he will slowly reach up and tap it. Mm-hmm. There you go. Yeah.
I would have arrested you had you not high fived me.
I'm going to be honest with you, 2H14. You're growing on me. Slowly but surely, you're growing on
me. You're making something grow on me, dude.
And there goes every bit of growth.
I didn't say that.
Bird cry from down the street as he screams in frustration and continues.
I suppose we should go catch up with Dalcom there. Sir Lionel, your orders, my good sir.
Thank you. Onward. Oh yes, onward.
Onward. Good
Thank
day.
God that dude didn't offer me money. I would have fucking arrested him so quick.
Bribing an officer, I see.
All right. So as you guys make your way to the Ember Enclave warehouse, that is where we'll end tonight's session.
Aww.
Next time, you guys are going to go through the entire Ember Enclave warehouse, find evidence, bring it back to Devlin Miller.
That's my favorite thing, is evidence.
I know it is. But we want to thank you guys. And also what?
People upholding the law.
Yeah! We love people who follow the law. Speaking of following, make sure you guys follow us on social media. You can follow us on YouTube at 4C20 Podcast. Same thing on Facebook and Instagram as well. Refer to our link tree below where you can buy merchandise, become a patron. We're making a lot of changes in 2025. But hopefully you guys are looking forward to those, especially on the Patreon. I want to thank you guys for tuning in. And from everyone here on the Forge D20 Podcast, we love you guys. Take it easy.
I love you. Take it easy.
As Dalcom, Unit 2814, Moros, and Lloyd leave Miller Mansion, Bibble closes the door to Devlin Miller's study. He bows to his master for one moment.
My master, what comes next?
Devlin lets out a soft sigh and walks over to his desk. Opening the top drawer of the desk, he reaches inside to grab something. A small, black box that he places on top of the desk. He clicks open two of the flaps, opening it. Inside there is a black cloth, and on top of the black cloth is something familiar to Devlin. He picks it up with one hand, and what Bibble sees is a gun. A gun fitting for a gunslinger. Devlin cocks back, looking at the gun, seeing that there is some sort of pink crystal charge inside of this gun. He closes it. He turns to Bibble. What's next, Bibble? The web burns, and Eden and Eflar will finally know peace.